Mornings on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cancer. For now, Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on gun charges while federal investigators build a case against the suspected would-be assassin of former President Trump. Authorities say the only shots fired were by a Secret Service agent at Routh before he ran and was later captured.
Ryan Routh, appearing in federal court facing firearm charges. Investigators believe he carries a rifle across state lines or obtained it abroad. The serial number, obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. The license plate on the Nissan registers to another vehicle that was reported as stolen.
Seen Rachel Scott. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs arrested in New York City last night on sealed federal charges to be unsealed today. Ongoing investigations are centered on human trafficking. Boeing planning to impose a hiring freeze and travel reductions and may consider temporary layoffs to save cash as it deals with a strike by union machinists. This is ABC News. The U.S. Coast Guard opened a hearing on the implosion of the Titan submersible last year that killed all five people aboard on a dive to the wreck of the Titanic.
Officials revealing one of the last messages from Titan to its support ship was, quote, all good here. Also newly revealed there were 70 equipment issues in 2021 and 48 more in 2022. The original engineer of Titan saying he wasn't aware the goal was to go to Titanic, and it hasn't been known until now. The Titan partially sank 4 weeks before Tuesday, the incident, and the whole of Titan was not pressure-tested industry standards.
Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and warm conditions.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration investigating Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over a 20-year-old episode in which his daughter Kit told Town & Country magazine in 2012 her dad used a chainsaw to decapitate a dead whale that washed ashore at Squaw Island, Massachusetts, tied it to the vehicle and drove it back home in New York State. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute, going out to anybody who wants to improve their money life, but maybe doesn't know where to start. Step one is just to look at your spending. That's it. Open up your credit card statement or your bank account and look at all the transactions and pay attention for just 5 minutes. Step two is to give yourself a minute to consider, does your spending reflect the life that you want to have? Is it getting you where you want to go? Which is why step three is really important. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself that you can be good with money. The science is very clear about this. Believing that you can is how you make change happen in your life. Today, I know I'm good with money. And that started with me telling myself I could be good with money. For more tips on how to save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. Eight campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some two-year grant disclosure. Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance came in to Wisconsin Tuesday.
Candace
Kelly reports.
The rally began scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Oklahoma Bank District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Ken Wallace shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to the White House since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. On the scene, Kelly.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. I'm Jimmy Custer at Sports Philly, and the Light on the Supreme got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur is going to get the win.
I'm so proud of our staff, our players, just everybody sticking together. Because, you know, adversity's coming every week.
I'm barefoot and bareback and born toughness, man.
Continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-9 to the Diamondbacks.
like this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Rice with some partly cloudy skies in the overnight and light and variable winds. Sunrise temperatures in the upper 50s. For your Tuesday, sunny skies and light south winds. Highs in the upper 80s. Sunshine upper 80s again on Wednesday. Right now it's 55.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
And remember where you
are. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Still burning.
Hey, welcome to one. Where are we, Conrad? This is Nightlight, right? I almost said the Emmys. You said welcome to the Emmys. A lifelong dream of my host. Welcome to Nightlight. This is we are kicking off a new week here Monday night in downtown Green Bay, broadcasting statewide. Great to have you with us tonight. Wherever you are in our beautiful state on this gorgeous night. Am I crazy, or is this like sort of a hybrid summer? It just feels phenomenal.
And remember,
I don't know, it's pretty hot.
You know what? That's true. I was outside for about 7 seconds. So it wasn't too bad.
I was your hero.
But it is hot. When I got in the car at 4 o'clock, it was very hot. What are they doing over here on Broadway? I literally sat on Broadway for about 20 minutes today. And I don't know Green Bay that well, so I saw some cars veering off this way and that. I didn't want to risk taking a shortcut and making things longer because I don't really know my way around that well, at least not on the side streets.
And the class guidance.
Do you know your way around yet? You look your
way.
It's a little different for me because I go a different way.
I can tell
still, you know, you go like that. I've never it's a full show, but we're doing something different tonight. Tell people what's going on at 7.
Well, it's the idea. So that starts at 7. So
I still love you.
Look back at some of our best interviews.
Absolutely. And we'll have Mary Mack in the second hour. That was a very fun interview. I really enjoyed talking to her a few weeks ago. And Ian O'Connor, who wrote the book Out of the Darkness about Aaron Rodgers. Really fun interview. Sometimes you do an interview and you're like, I knew that would be a good interview, but it was even more insightful and more interesting even than I thought. Ian was a great interview. And he's written more bestsellers, so we're going to replay that. It's playing it cool. So we'll be
in front of you and I just might fool you for a minute or two. What I can't hide is everything I feel inside. Cause the truth is, baby, my heart starts racing when I'm next to you.
Go to.
And love won't let me not go crazy when you come around. Go insane when we get a little closer now. I'd be inclined to check it out, but love won't let me.
So we'll do that.
Love is a funny way of getting you in. Something that scares you, but you can't resist. Let you leave without a kiss. Love won't let me. So we took that step. Now I'm over my head. Now I'm circling Earth, and I'm pretty sure I won't be coming down for a while. But the trouble is, ever since that little kiss, I don't care how late it gets, don't wanna let you out. Crazy when you come around, you go insane when we get a little closer now.
wear an undershirt.
Of the lake, lay there ain't no escape, and then I'm waking up alone. Just me and the TV, and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home.
But today, serious stuff.
The tears ain't gonna hit the floor. Cause the boat's in the bay, and it's calling my name, so I'm headed on out. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, air's too cold. What do you think about? That's hard to prove yet. Tuck it away.
I know I'm
for a rainy day.
I think I've said that before on the show. It's in the questions from the show. I love the
aesthetics of it. When I turn the ignition, I knew I'd miss it. The feel of the wind on my face.
Redbird, you know,
I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened. Too busy taking all the blame. But I dreamed.
Can't believe that type in on a time. It's just the greatest.
It's a foolproof.
It made the brain out of it.
It's a beautiful world with
so
a beautiful
girl.
Kind of making eyes at me. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue.
No, actually,
beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gotta take this heartbreak, tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Now the music's too good, my friends are all out. And they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say. I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for wildness and wise and how to let you get away. But the lion in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak, tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Got the music's too good, my friends are all out. They're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say. I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak, tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
Local. We're proud to be local radio, country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
I can see why.
Okay, what? What do you think? You think Madeline's sincerity? Yeah.
She was standing in the crowd all alone.
I really like how it started. We brought these guys together. It's high school.
The music
and we're smart.
These
kids.
She walked up and whispered.
We're casing out with some Mexicans.
Down
Mexican
and
Mexican
and
friendly jokes. And the cops are requiring
that you
may.
You know you are my sunshine. You know you're
is what.
All our days are numbered. At least that's what they say. We never know how many steps from the cradle to that grave. So while the sand's still flowing through the glass of time, don't let what's on bottom be how you're defined. No, I'll try and find you, give it a shot. Find what makes you smile a lot. Do it now, today's the day. Don't wait till it's too late. Leave with no regrets at the end of the grave.
Asteroids did summer.
Go apologize.
Not a great one. I didn't see it.
Lend a hand to those in need.
Oh,
put away your foolish pride.
She was the FBI. Director.
See someplace you've never seen before the chances go away.
That's a good show.
And make time for the ones you love. Say what you need to say. Try and buy it. Find what makes you smile a lot. Do it now. Today's the day. Don't wait till it's Tuesday. Leave with no regrets at the end of the grave.
Irreversible lung damage serious.
Like no
1 in 10 kids vape
same.
Serious,
no
which warrants a serious
same.
Conversation
we
from a serious parental figure like
times.
Yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports fan or the seriously
yet
smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by
energy
you.
Cooperative
no,
is here
serious.
To power
the best person to talk to your child about
day.
Vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the
Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Your source for power and information.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
This is Phil Me, and I'm a self-proclaimed hamburger expert. Recently, I had one at Other Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. Good stuff, packed full of goodness, 100% ground beef, lettuce, all of the toppings I wanted. And right there, I can actually practice my milking skills at Other Brothers and put the condiments on the burger that I would like. Other Brothers Creamery and Restaurant, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, open from 11 until 8 every day. Their ice cream is good as well. It's wonderful stuff. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel.
Then Randy joined the band.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engine serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors, all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh is also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pick up and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
It sort of became masters of their own destiny. And Michael Jackson.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
He said, get in the pool, kids.
Looking for fall fun? Chicken Ridge Farms is opening its doors for the season. Join them this Saturday and Sunday for the big opening weekend. They're open Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. through October. Choose from a variety of pumpkins. Let the kids enjoy games in a bounce house. Get lost in the corn maze and enjoy delicious food and drinks. Just 6 miles west of Richland Center at 18798 Chicken Ridge Road. Don't miss out on all the fun at Chicken Ridge Farms.
It's like futuristic. Things like 3,000 feels like. And so it happens. So when you're young, go to school to become one of the people in the society across the lake or whatever. And when you become 16, you get a surgery that makes you beautiful and pretty much like mind dead. It's pretty much just like a party the whole time, is what I understood. But then outside of it, these people who didn't do the surgery got away from it. That's called the smoke.
Wow.
So it's like a fight between those two. Gets into it. I don't want to spoil too much of it. I'd recommend it, though. I like it.
Okay. Interesting. How'd you find that?
It was just on my lunch
program. All of your dreams. Now that you show me who I really am. A lot with plastic surgery. I want a bit more than just a man. I want either hand that fills your sails, either hand that lifts your veil, be the moon that moves your tides, the sun coming. Great night.
Thank you.
Thank you. start driving. You know, it's just kind of cool ones.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country.
Right? That's a great movie. Yeah.
Harping nice. On the wars we fight, rapping about the way things ought to be.
Simpsons movie.
I don't so mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in.
Oh, I got a 17.
When they're running down a country man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
The audience score is a 55.
They're walking on the fighting side of me.
So it's obviously better.
Running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
It got like a 75.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
And then when you see the ratings that are
when you're running down our country horse, you walk in on the back side of me.
The audience has hated it. But I kind of seek that out. I like not knowing what is going to happen to you. I love that stuff. So, great text so far, Steve.
I read about some squirty guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free.
Serious one.
They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me.
Texas until 7 o'clock tonight.
Running down the way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep.
Second hour, Rob Thomas coming up next. We're going to talk about the Emmys.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the back side of me. You're walking on the back side of me. Running down the way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you're walking on the back side of me.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For now, Ryan Wesley Routh is being held on gun charges while federal investigators build a case against the suspected would-be assassin of former President Trump. Authorities say the only shots fired were by a Secret Service agent at Routh before he ran and was later captured.
Ryan Routh appearing in federal court facing firearm charges. Investigators believe he carried the rifle across state lines or obtained it abroad. The serial number obliterated and unreadable to the naked eye. The license plate on the Nissan registered to another vehicle that was reported as stolen.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Entertainment mogul Sean Combs arrested in New York City last night on sealed federal charges to be unsealed today. Ongoing investigations have centered on human trafficking. Boeing planning to impose a hiring freeze and travel reductions and may consider temporary layoffs to save cash as it deals with a strike by union machinists. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic media radio station.
Want to hear even more anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Triss. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several children are injured after a school bus crash in southeast Wisconsin Monday morning. Police say an SUV ran a stop sign and knocked the bus over. Lisa Hale reports.
The Random Lake School District posted on social media the bus 17 was involved in a crash. Helicopter video showed the bus tipped over on its side. School district said students were injured and received medical care. Families impacted have been notified. There was no information on the severity of the injuries.
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the past decade. The children benefit from the bill could have lifted 400,000
Yeah.
time, Pete Schwabba. 76 annual Emmy Awards are in the books, despite The Bear receiving the most ever Emmy nominations for a comedy series in a single year at 23. Hacks won the Emmy for Best Comedy Series. The show then had 25 Emmys and won Best Drama, as well as Best Lead Actor and Actress. The show took home 18 Emmys in its first season. That's a record for a single year. This is the second time an Emmy was held in 2024. 75th annual ceremony was held in January due to the writer's and actor's strike. Actually, the outstanding comedy series over the Bear was not doing well, so it was a surprise when the lead actress in the show Gene Smart won Best Actress in a Comedy Series, and the show also won the Emmy for Best Comedy Writing. Gene Comedy taking home the Emmy for Outstanding Talk Series was The Daily Show, and in the Scripted Variety Series, it was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. If you haven't checked it out, it's an absolute fun, brilliant show. For more shows and fun, tune in to Nightlife with me, Pete Schwabba.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 87. For tonight, clear with a low of 52. Sunny, 86 for Wednesday. Back to the upper 80s, sunshine on Thursday. Showers and storms by Thursday night. Storms can linger into Friday with a high near 86.
It's 57 at our studios.
Matt and Air on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's Backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican Sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof, concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling. Yeah, it's inherently. You feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt and Air on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Next time, where we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our text to win. Go for the green and gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
By the way, I miss you too.
7-1 or we'll call.
Sometimes you need more than whiskey. Sometimes. Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall, and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
Any other Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service will host a Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar on Wednesday, September 18th in Richland Center and Thursday, September 19th in Muscadet. We encourage people to sign up and attend the seminars to learn how to make a plan which makes the final decisions easier for your loved ones. This is a wonderful opportunity to learn how making simple choices can be one of the greatest gifts you can give to those you love. If you have questions or would like to sign up, please contact us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We look forward to seeing you at the Plan and Protect for Today and Tomorrow seminar.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient. It can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you can save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Categories when you consider.
Like tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
Check out unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Last Week Tonight with John Oliver is one of the most brilliant shows. And it is nonstop. They just crush it. It's funny. It's informative. They've obviously done the research. It's like funny journalism, you know?
Right, right. It's sort of, I sort of feel like they've perfected what John Stewart was
you came smiling softly, shyly moved.
He seemed to
easy
go
as a dream
halfway towards that.
Yeah.
And then he did that Apple show. But that was more journalism than comedy by far. Like, that was
right.
More of a serious show.
And before
I
realized the danger,
right. And like you said,
I found
just, like,
myself staring into your eyes.
It's so funny. And I have to be honest, I love John Stewart. He's great at what he does. I can't watch him anymore.
I
know.
I just know his shtick, and I'm tired of the shtick. I love the points he makes. He's a very smart guy. He's very funny. He's a great stand-up. I've just watched him for so long, and I hate to say that because I think he's a good guy and I think he does good things. It's hard for me to watch him.
I've liked him back on The Daily Show. I didn't like that after.
Holding on to talking, saying nothing, knowing in a moment I could lose you.
Remember that? I think it was during COVID, it was only on streaming. It was Steve Carell. I can't remember the name.
Then without a warning,
political satire.
I remember that you trembled at the touch of my hand.
And I think one day a week is like, that's the
knowing when you came to me.
One day. No one else
would ever. That's great. I'll take that. That's a great way to put it, too. All right, Rob Thomas is here. He is the newsletter editor at CityCast Madison. Check out his Substack at Rob Thomas. Just Google it. It's great stuff. He is still writing about TV and all. He's doing a great job. We'll be back with more with Rob. We're going to talk about some movies we saw this weekend. A Nightlight with Peach Baba here on the Civic Media Radio.
From the center, WRCE.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate?
My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled. Show why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Babe, you don't
You're
mean
listening to pre-recorded content
you never know
produced
what's
by
going
Civic
on
Media.
At all. Sometimes I get a good feeling. I'm on my knees now, babe. That you're a lady.
Yeah, I like those.
But
Rob Thomas is here chiming in with political movies. We're talking to Rob. Aitken from the 818 Bridget says, Primary Colors is a great political movie. Outstanding performances. And
yeah, McCollin,
babe. Eddie from the 608 says, Pete, favorite political movie of mine
is
Mr. Smith.
I'm over here in love. Hold your loving body close to mine. I know that you're a lady,
Rob, if
but
I
want to watch
Jimmy
the sun come up with you.
Well. Okay.
I know that you're a lady, but sometimes ladies need a little love.
He doesn't
too.
Want to get married. He kind of breaks her heart a little bit. And he decides, he just says, all could be short.
And overnight low of 55 degrees as we look at the overnight hours. 85 for Tuesday, and very warm again. Tuesday night clear, a low of 55. Wednesday, plenty of sunshine and warm conditions. A high of 82. Thursday, 82 with sunshine. And Friday, increasingly cloudy. And a 30% chance of spotty showers with a high of 82.
See what you watched. I saw Rebel Ridge, The Instigators, and I watched the first episode of the new season of Tulsa King. Have you seen any of those?
Yeah. Did you like it?
I did.
Born under big blue skies in a little old town where dreams take flight. Fields of corn through the rolling hills where the hard land echoes in the spirit. Every sunset that I see, each passing day I more believe where I belong. old pants. We worked hard for a while in the jukebox beneath that Amarillo sky.
Our
love is where I lie. I belong, God got it right. I was country for a country bridge. When I die, I'll be country bridge. Through the highs and lows, like where I live. I can't spend my soul in a world I said I'd never be afraid. There is that flash. I will stand and tell the truth. From the fishing hole to the honky tonk bar, where the banjo rolls with the steel guitar, where my hat with pride in the country I love, lay me down in this soil when my time comes.
I thought it would do better than it did. It looked like a fun action comedy, and he like hires somebody to kill him because he's dying, but then he finds out the killer's going after his wife. Terrible error, I don't know.
No signs, no warnings to give you.
Right. But I didn't see it. I was just curious as to whether or not. What about Tulsa?
It was the only way.
It's another.
There's a blue.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Sheridan.
Right,
yeah. Yeah, he can do a great show.
No,
and he can also
see
just
it,
turn
but I feel it's like come pouring through the glass.
Yeah, he's dead.
You left above my head.
We just have about a minute left, Rob. Sorry, we're cut short tonight. But is there anything you saw that you can share?
I have a favorite book
No misconceptions. Yes, I know. Nobody should know.
What about the 9-year-old boys at heart? Just they like me.
This one did.
Okay. That's fantastic.
There
all right, well, we'll do this again. Rob, I'll check in with you in a couple of weeks and see where see if you're caught up in any of these, and I'll check out the Matt, I think that's all coming up next tomorrow night. Mike Siegel and Matt.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media.